the milk exchange. Leanne was starting to feel desperate. She was at work and needed to pump her breast milk in her baby's absence. It was just so much easier to have her baby latch onto her heavy breasts to take in the wonderful liquid gold her body produced. She believed fully in breastfeeding her baby for as long as she could. This commitment took a lot of dedication, since she worked at a popular restaurant and is also one of the most popular waiters. She is a very attractive young woman and very good at what she does. She was a huge asset to the business, and even though she tried to cut back on her schedule after having her baby, she was still often called upon to come cover on a busy night, the manager even offering to help subsidize the cost of childcare if the baby's grandmother can't cover. The restaurant manager, a mom herself, prized her employee to the point where she insisted that Leanne be allowed to take a break in the middle of every shift to go pump her breast milk in the manager's office. This was testament to Leanne's value, since no other employee got more than a smoke break in a busy night, let alone a leisurely 20 minutes to pump milk while lounging on the comfy leather chair in the office. But as happy and cared for as Leanne seemed to be on the outside, on the inside, she was a hormonally charged woman who, for the past 6 months, had not had the time or the opportunity to enjoy a man's touch, not since before her baby was born. Her ex had not been thrilled to learn she had fallen pregnant, and while he would have stayed on to do the right thing, Leanne was never the sort of person to depend on someone else. She paid her way through school, and she wasn't about to lean on some man who wasn't in it wholeheartedly. It was really too bad. She and her ex were very well matched in bed. Now that she's single, very often, once her baby drifts off to slumber, Leanne would ride that peaceful post-breastfeeding high and bring herself off to an orgasm, or sometimes even two or three, dreaming of her ex enjoying her body with his swollen, dripping cock. There were times she'd come close to making a booty call to him, but she was too proud for that. Toys would have to do. She contented herself with working her clit with a vibrator while humping a chunky dildo. It didn't help that with all the breastfeeding, her hormones were raging and her breasts often full. She had thought that as the baby grew older, her supply would go down. But the more the baby fed, the more milk her body produced. And it's true what they say about the woman's metabolism being heightened while she's breastfeeding. Leanne was always shapely, but with the current regimen, she's actually down a dress size from pre-pregnancy days and up 2 bra cup sizes, from a nice C-cup pre-baby to double D's currently. Add to this her perpetual rosy complexion and glossy mane from all the surging hormones and production in her body. Leanne was in every sense of the term a MILF. So there they were on a Friday night, the restaurant experiencing a huge rush. They were one staff member down, and Leanne was desperate for a small lull between orders to duck into the office for a quick pump. It is difficult to convey the excruciating pain in a woman's breasts when she is engorged. The milk ducts in the breasts actually fill up with milk to the point where the breasts feel hard to the touch, like bricks covered in fleshy tissue. The mom can't think about anything else, can barely breathe, and usually she is already starting to leak milk. As any lactating mom would, Leanne has breast pads in place to soak up the leakage, but the pad's absorbency is finite. She needed to change the pads soon, and more urgently, she needed to pump. Finally, a window of opportunity arose. She had delivered a big order to a table and had taken down the order of a new party. The other 2 tables in her station were mid-meal and were good for a while. She whispered to her friend and barback, Kenny, to keep an eye on the tables in case they needed bread or water so that she can duck into the office. He nodded in understanding, this not being an uncommon occurrence. She smiled gratefully and a bit flirtatiously at Kenny as she started to walk to the back and was already untying her smock. She knew he had a crush on her, and she, in turn, felt a big sisterly fondness for him. The mutual camaraderie resulted in a very pleasant work vibe when they were on shift together. She's 28, and she knew he was a junior in college, so probably 20 or 21. Cute as can be, all gangly, long-lashed eyes, shy smile, big hands, like a big puppy. She probably seemed impossibly old to him, especially with a baby on her hands. Finally, she made it into the office, flipped the door sign to women at work, closed the door behind her, and plopped herself down in the big leather chair to set up her pump. She leaves this pump at work, and there is a little fridge where she can store her milk in the office, so everything was already in place. As many lactating moms do, she wears a nursing bra equipped with a clasp at the top of each bra cup that she can just unsnap and draw down to reveal her breasts and latch on the pump. Such that her breasts are still encased in the framework of the bra, but her heavy breasts are freed. Very often, she can't help but think that her bosom looks very fetching this way, if only there were someone there to admire it. Usually, she unclasps one bra cup, pumps, then undoes the other cup before switching sides. Double-sided pumps do exist, but since her baby only nurses from one side at a time, obviously, she wanted to replicate the same feeling when pumping. So on this evening, she latched a pump to the right breast. It always seems to fill up first and needs to be relieved first. And since she knew she had to be quick about it, she already has the other side undone. It was likely that, with a limited time, she would only be able to pump half of each side and finish later at the end of shift, or suffer the engorgement until she got home. The pumps latched finally on the right breast, and the machine doing its work, Leanne slumped back slightly in the club chair, gave out a small sigh of relief, checked her watch. She tells herself 5 minutes each side, maybe six, and finally allowed her eyes to close for a moment. Just then, there was a soft knock at the door. It must be her friend, the manager. There is an unspoken rule that other employees are never to disturb Leanne while she's in the office. Hence the sign, Women at Work. Assuming it's her friend, she called out, "Come in." The door opened a crack, which was puzzling because, if it was her friend, she would just slip in quickly and close the door behind her for privacy. A quiet male voice muttered from behind the door, "Leanne, it's Kenny. I'm really, really sorry to disturb you, but the manager said to tell you." However, with all the noise in the restaurant, she couldn't make out what he was saying. "What? Is that you, Kenny? I can't hear you. Just step inside, but keep your gaze forward, hon." Kenny tentatively stepped inside and, as instructed, kept his line of vision trained in the direction of the hallway and repeated what he had started to say. "To tell you, the waitress who missed her bus just made it in and will cover for you. When you come back out, she'll open her station then. The manager said to take the time you need." He must have forgotten why he was facing the hallway and out of habit, or perhaps because he couldn't resist peeking. Kenny started to turn his head in Leanne's direction as he finished his sentence. The sight of the fertile goddess Leanne, because that was exactly how she looked, made him trail off in his last words. He remained stock still, gazing at Leanne, seated in the club chair, with her uniform skirt riding halfway up her thighs. She was, up to then, by herself and not concerned with decorum. The pump attached to her right breast, and her heavy left breast already exposed, waiting for its turn to be pumped. Now, Leanne couldn't have known this, but young Kenny had long revered and worshipped lactating women. We'll never know if he would have developed this kink on his own, but both of his older sisters breastfed their children, and being the crunchy granola types, were never shy about covering up when they did so. He had absolutely no desire to suckle at his sister's breasts, but he never forgot the transition between the intense angst from needing to feed or to pump, and the ensuing relief, even ecstasy, once the goal had been achieved. And he always admired the powerful image of the lactating woman. And more, when he perused porn, he might enter the magic keywords, lactation, adult breastfeeding, adult nursing relationship, etc. Add to this the fact that he already harbored a secret, or not so secret, crush on Leanne, admiring the way her body blossomed as she grew heavy with the pregnancy, her already nice bust getting more and more full with each passing day. He knew the women at the restaurant thought he was young and perhaps inexperienced. The truth was, he just had very specific tastes. And anyway, these days, he only had eyes for Leanne, even though they seemed worlds apart. He'd pulled on his heavy dick so many nights, fantasizing about her, making love to her soft, full body, all the plush curves overfilling his hands and his mouth, running his tongue all over that warm skin, sinking his tongue deep in her pussy, licking her clit and making her come again and again, and finally sinking his hot cock deep inside the cozy gateway to her womb. Fuck, she's like a fertility statue come to life. And once she had the baby, he watched in fascination as her body seemed to magically shrink while her breasts stayed full. He loved admiring her pregnant body, but her milfy, almost bimbo-like physique was also very, very appealing. The slim hips with the perky butt, the narrow waist, and, fuck yes, the huge milky tits. His fantasies now turned to perhaps watching her feed her baby, hoping she'd save a bit of her warm milk for him. And then once the baby drifts off to sleep, he would make slow and very thorough love to her, taking his time to give her body time to produce the next round of milk, that if he was lucky, she'd let him drink from her. And if he's very, very lucky, let him do this while his cock is deep inside her hot pussy, with her in cowgirl, her milky breasts half smothering him and feeding him at the same time. He'd never seen Leanne pump her milk or feed her baby, but he's seen his sisters do it many, many times. And he's never done it. Well, maybe he did as a baby, but he wouldn't remember it. But he would know exactly how to gently suck on a nipple to coax the milk let down. Literally, when the breast lets down the first drops of sweet milk before the real flow starts. He's envisioned this so many times, he can imagine it as if it has happened, with his gentle hand on her breast, just as the first drops of milk start to wink out of the nipple. He'd hold his tongue out, look up at Leanne, then wrap his college boy lips around that nipple, give it a more insistent suck, much as a baby would, and drink. Long, steady swallows. Simultaneously, he would move aside whatever clothing she was wearing, start to rub his thumb on her clit, first teasingly, then more insistently. His hand that had been on her breast would then likely move down to his bulge, which he would rub and squeeze, getting his cock ready for her, to pleasure her. All this was going through his mind as he half turned towards Leanne, standing just inside the door. She noticed his voice had trailed off, so looked up. For a second, he was petrified she would be angry that he was casting eyes on her, But she wasn't. Perhaps she was distracted. Perhaps she was just too surprised. She held his gaze for a second, then said quietly, "You want to close that door, hon?" She didn't have to tell him twice. He stepped quickly inside, closed the door, and turned the little latch to lock it. His head felt hot, yet he also felt a sense of calm. This was probably as close as he'll ever get to realizing any part of his fantasies, if only to gaze at her womanly beauty, as she did her mother's business. He stood there, somewhat transfixed, his eyes never leaving her wonderful bust, the breasts encased in her black nursing bra, with the familiar pyramid-shaped cups lowered, thereby featuring the breasts even more prominently. He could feel his young cock stiffen inside his work chinos, beneath his bartback apron. Leanne could see the fascination, appreciation, and yes, desire in his eyes. Not that this has ever happened before, but she bargained that most young men would run screaming if they encountered a woman pumping her breast milk. Kenny's reaction was unexpected, peculiar, and a huge turn-on. And, as mentioned, she hasn't enjoyed a man's attention or felt a man's touch in a while. Already, she could feel her neglected MILF pussy creaming readily. "Could you give me a hand, Kenny?" she asked. "Would you take this filled-up body and put it in the fridge? I was just going to pump half of each side, but since you tell me I have time, I think I'll just empty completely. This first one is already full, though. I usually fill up 3 bottles between the 2 sides." "Yes, ma'am." He knew she was only 7 or 8 years older than him, but he was brought up to address all females older than himself as ma'am. He slowly made his way towards her, as if in a trance, just as she was snapping shut the top to the first filled bottle. He gently took the small container from her, the sensation of the body-warm milk permeating through the bottle to his fingers, making his cock twitch, and he could feel a bead of pre-cum seeping up. His head felt hot, and he was a little lightheaded. He was thankful to have a small chore to do for Leanne as a distraction, the few steps to the little fridge allowing him a small respite from the visual feast that was Leanne and her pendulant breasts and her curvy body. The bottle safely stowed in the fridge, he made his way back to Leanne and asked, "Do you need help with anything else?" She looked up at him, not missing the bulge behind his apron, and said, "No, I don't need anything. But I wouldn't mind some company. I can cover up, if that's better." "No, you're fine," he answered. "My sisters used to breastfeed and pump with me present in the room. I kind of got used to it." She flashed him a small smile. "Did you stare at them too?" she asked sweetly. He smiled back sheepishly. "No, ma'am. I didn't have a crush on my sisters. What they were doing was biological." "Oh, are you saying you have a crush on me, a single mom?" she asked in an even more teasing tone. No, ma'am. I just meant I didn't look at my sisters that way. I mean, I was trying not to stare at them." Well, that didn't come out right. He trailed off, feeling like he was just putting his foot in it deeper every time he opened his mouth. Also, he found it hard to string 2 words together. So blindingly sexy was a vision in front of him, and her teasing didn't help. He felt young, silly, and incredibly horny. "I'm teasing, hon. Look at you, all red in the face. I'm sorry." She laughed softly and affectionately. He flushed an even deeper shade of beet red. "Well, to be honest, I've had a crush on you since I started here. You're just so natural and easy with people, so good at your job, and always so nice to me. Well, to everyone. And so pretty, of course." "Aw, thanks. At least till I got knocked up, right? I kind of wondered if a college boy like you would look at someone like me and think, 'There goes another townie, barefoot and pregnant. Oh my gosh, not at all, ma'am. I'm so in awe of you. This is kind of TMI, but my crush turned into a deep infatuation as your pregnancy progressed. You were so beautiful. Well, you are beautiful now, even more so. Okay, full confession, ma'am. I always check when the schedule goes up every week to see when we work at the same time. Sometimes I even switch shifts with the other bar back to work the same nights as you. I have to be cool about it. I wouldn't want him to figure it out. Although he's probably too stoned half the time to notice. He laughs, feeling self-conscious and wondering if he's babbling. Well, aren't you a sweetheart? You sure know how to make an old lady feel good about herself, she replied, her eyes gentle and still mindful of his obvious arousal. In the back of her mind, she thinks she should cover up more, but there is nothing to cover up with, and anyway, he had told her he was used to it, or so he said. If she were honest, she would admit she just enjoyed his puppy dog eyes on her, and his hard-on just a couple of feet from her face. He chuckled lightly. You may be older than me, but you're no old lady. No, ma'am. You are what rude boys would call a MILF. She laughed and shook back her hair flirtatiously, her heavy breast jiggling as she did so. And would you? She asked brazenly. Would I? He repeated back hesitantly, straining hard to hold her gaze and not let his eyes slip downward to her beautiful breasts. Like to, she teased. Well, ma'am, it's not gentlemanly to admit it, but since you mention it, if I were ever lucky enough even to be given a chance one day, yes, I would, in a heartbeat. Well, she replied shyly, it's not ladylike to admit it, but maybe I would like you to, and maybe a little sooner than someday. Kenny could feel his face hot with hopeful lust, or lustful hope, and could only reply, you will only have to say the word, ma'am. Oh, hon, you have got to stop calling me ma'am. It's making me feel old now, she chuckled. She hesitated a moment before adding, well, since you asked if you could help me with anything else, there is something. It's kind of embarrassing. Anything at all, ma'am, he said without thinking, resulting in a quick laugh from both of them. She continued, well, it's been a while since I've gotten attention from a man, you know, with the baby and all, if you catch my drift. Would you pay some attention to me while I finish pumping? I would be honored to help you in any way I can, ma'am. He reached behind himself and started to undo the tie to his apron, then draped the uniform garment on the side chair. Slowly, he sank to his knees between her half-parted thighs and lightly posed his hands on the soft flesh. Leanne let her khaki skirt ride up a little further while he stared wistfully at her naked right breast, with one drop of milk already at the end of the nipple, like a raindrop, except for its translucent pearly hue. He looked up at her and asked, almost sheepishly, may I taste your milk? It's going to spill anyway. Leanne was astonished to be asked such a thing. It never occurred to her that a grown-up would want to taste something produced for a baby. Somewhere, she had heard tell of grown men having a fetish for mother's milk, but she didn't feel like this was the case. Or was it? Anyway, Kenny's manner was so endearing, he was irresistible. And hey, that drop of milk was indeed about to drip and stain her clothing. Sure. Let me know how it tastes. I've never tried it. She giggled slightly, feeling vaguely embarrassed by her own daring. He tilted his face upward and brought his face closer to her body. And as if in rapture, let his tongue show just beyond his lips and posed it directly beneath the droplet, let it trickle down his tongue. His eyes draped half closed as he let his lips press lightly together and his taste buds savor the light and sweet essence for the very first time. And just as before, simultaneously, and as if an echo of the drop of breast milk, he could feel his hard young cock weep up another bead of precum. "So, how is it? How does it taste? I'm so curious," she asked. "Light, warm, sweet, wonderful." He looked up at her, desire hot in his eyes. "Do you mind if I have more, please? I've dreamt about it for a long time. I hope you don't mind me saying so. I mean, I've dreamt about you for a long time, not just this, but also this." "Really? You like it that much?" Okay. "Is it like a fetish?" she stammered. "I don't know about a fetish. I just know I want to taste you. Every part of you, starting with this, okay?" He wanted her consent. "Okay, baby, you can have a bit more if you want. Lord knows I make more than my baby can ever drink. I have so much stored up in my fridge. I think if I never pump again..." "Ah!" Her babbling was cut off as Kenny wrapped his adoring mouth more fully around her bare nipple. And just as he'd fantasized many times in his reveries, lovingly coaxed the milk out of the dark fat nipple. With one hand, he gently massaged the breast, feeling the hardness of it from all the milk, and knowing that soon it would be light as he emptied the precious fluid into his mouth and down his throat. With his other hand, he continued pushing up her skirt, and slipped his thumb inside her panty to search for her clit. His mouth was busy, but he smiled to himself, feeling how wet she was. Yep, every bit a dream milf. Milky, horny, wet. The pump had already gone quiet, her first breast sufficiently drained. The only noise in the office were their soft moans, Leanne enjoying the triple pleasure of having her second engorged breast drained, the mouth loving on her nipple, and the strong thumb working her clit, and Kenny making low guttural sounds in the back of his throat as he drank steadily from his long-time crush's sumptuous teat. It was a dream come true, and he momentarily forgot what they had alluded to earlier, the second half of MILF. "Your mouth works so much better than that pump, sweet boy," Leanne murmured softly, gazing at Kenny from under her half-closed eyes. "And your big hands on me is just yummy. Don't ever stop." They continued their mutual enjoyment for several more minutes, Kenny's hand continuing to gently knead Leanne's breast, feeling the gradual emptying of it. The satisfaction of knowing that all that lovely milk is now inside him. It was such an intimate feeling, not to mention a massive turn-on. Once her breast was light again, he lowered his hand to his crotch to give his dick a squeeze to alleviate his own pressure. It was his turn to be engorged. They were well aware of the passage of time, but he wanted to taste her pussy before they had to go back. He reluctantly unlatched his mouth from her soft breast, pushed her skirt up around her hips, pulled down her panties down past her knees, and dove his face between her legs. The combined taste of her sweet milk and now her tangy pussy drove him absolutely wild. He yanked her panties past her feet, pulled her hips down to the edge of the club chair, slung her legs over his shoulders, and set to eating her out in earnest. Leanne was beside herself with pleasure. It had been a long half year without anyone between her legs, and unexpectedly here was a virile young man, worshipping her every which way. As was her habit with her ex, she pulled in one knee to her chest to give Kenny better access. He was feasting on her so good. College boy sure knew what to do with his tongue and his fingers. Holy hell. She was well aware they needed to get back to work, but she was desperate to get off. And if they have time, to suck him off, too. Yes, 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 Kenny. Just like that. Holy shit, you are good with your mouth, baby, she whispered. Yes, baby, just like that. Tongue my clit. Finger fuck my little pussy. Yes. He did as she commanded, and at the same time reached down to unbutton his pants to free his cock. He didn't even know if they would have time to give him relief, but his poor dick just couldn't be encased in his pants any longer. He continued to work Leanne's pretty clit firmly with his tongue, as he finger-fucked her with two fingertips of one hand and pulled on his leaking cock with the other hand. Leanne was moaning loudly and bucking hard against his face. Fuck, he loved to feel a woman come on his tongue. Finally, her breathing and bucking intensified as she grabbed hold of his head and mashed his face onto her snatch, her orgasm coursing through her lush body. As her climax subsided, he gently drew out his fingers and slurped up the extra cream from her pussy. Kenny finally got his most extravagant wish granted, drinking Leanne's milk and tasting her juices. As she calmed down and cooed her satisfaction, he gently lapped up any remaining wetness from her pussy inside her thighs and even sneaking his tongue down her taint. He loved all her flavors and prayed he'll have another chance with her when he can take his time. Finally, he stood up and made moves to close up his pants. Where do you think you're going? You can't get back to work like that, young man. She mock scolded him. What? You don't have time to go all the way right now, right? Not all the way, but I want to taste your cream now. Show me. He was dying to come, and anyway, she was irresistible. He took a step forward so that his hips were right in front of her face. Leanne missed not a beat, yanked down his pants, and stuffed his fat cock into her eager mouth. It had indeed been a while since she last enjoyed some cock meat, and she was thrilled to do it. Kenny groaned loudly as she expertly slobbered and slurped on his needy, dripping cock. He'd wanted her for so long. To finally have the woman of your fantasies, offering up her feminine charms, and then finally finishing him off. He felt like pinching himself, so much that it felt like a dream. Maybe he could have lasted longer, but for once, he didn't feel bad about finishing fast. They really did need to get back to work. His hips bucked in the age-old rhythm, in and out of her mouth, and every now and then, the head of his cock teasing the back of her throat. That was how deep she was taking him in. It wasn't long before he felt the familiar tingle at the base of his balls as his orgasm coiled up. Leanne, I'm gonna come. Is it okay like this? She smiled to herself, appreciating that he asked before coming in her mouth. She pulled off him for a moment to answer. Yes, sweetie. Shoot your young hot cum into the back of my throat. I don't want to waste a single drop. And with that lewd encouragement, he let out a choked groan and pumped a hot load down her gullet, as instructed, his hands gently holding her head, his fingers in her hair. Leanne swallowed it all and continued to gently work his relaxing cock with her warm, loving mouth. The bucking of his hips slowed down and finally stopped, and their labored breathing came back to normal. Leanne unlatched a breast pump, which was inert but still attached all this time, stood up, gathered her panties to put them on, and straightened her clothing. Kenny did the same with his own attire, then put his barback apron back on. As a parting gesture, Leanne rose on tippy toes, wrapped her arms around his neck, and they shared a long, deep kiss, their first kiss, discovering their combined flavors. "So, college boy," she said teasingly, "if you're still feeling like helping an old lady out, I can use a hand or two around the house." "Happy to oblige, ma'am," he smiled, while in the back of his mind, he recalled her saying her baby can't possibly drink all the milk that she makes.